This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The U.S. Supreme Court is again taking up a Colorado case in a test weighing whether free speech is more important than anti-discrimination laws. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
303 Creative is a website design company run by Lori Smith. She hasn't created any wedding websites yet. She says she would like to, but says she wants to post a disclaimer saying she wouldn't do any work for anyone whose messages may violate her Christian beliefs. This includes that of same-sex couples. The trouble is that disclaimer would violate Colorado's anti-discrimination law. This is similar to a case a few years ago with a Lakewood bakery that refused to make wedding cakes for gay weddings. The court will hear arguments this fall. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Some Colorado lawmakers want to make it harder for attorneys to remove potential jurors in a criminal case due to race or ethnicity. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Colorado law allows prosecution and defense lawyers to rule out a preset number of potential jurors without having to give a reason why, using something called a peremptory challenge. Technically, they can't use it to eliminate jurors based on race, but many studies have shown that's effectively what happens. The Democratic bill would make it easier to object to these removals, and lawyers would have less ability to defend them. A few other states have already restricted or eliminated the practice. The bill has its first hearing this afternoon. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at CPR.org. This hour, we're listening to The Takeaway. And in Denver this morning, it is 1 degree. And in Colorado Springs, it is -1 degree. And Grand Junction's at 29. Stay warm. Stick around. This is CPR and KRCC.